Hello, everybody, and this is Amando with another podcast that I'm very, very excited to make. This podcast, I'm going to go straight into it, is going to be about Shaga mushroom, which was recommended by David Wolf. And I just recently tried this mushroom, which, to be technically correct, it's not even really considered completely a mushroom. But that gets a little heavier if you do the research on it. This mushroom, I'm going to say for now, there's so much extensive research on this mushroom, I am blown away. I've been trying it for about almost a month. Very, very good. I say right now, out of all the herbs that I've tried, all the tonics I've tried, all the superfoods, all the vegetables, all the recipes, all the formulas, this is one of my favorite herbs. Favorite tonic herbs of all time. I would like everyone to know about this one, and I really, really recommend you find it. You can start by going up to Whole Foods, getting a pretty decent quality of Shaga, S-H-A-G-A. Ask the employees about it. Paul Stamets does sell a variety of them at Whole Foods at an affordable price. This mushroom, we'll go straight into it as far as the details on how it can help you in your life. It can help you if you have brain cancer. It can help you if you have fibroids. It can help you if you have fibromyalgia. It can help you if you have blood conditions. It can help you if you have digestive conditions, upset stomach, colds, flus. Why is it so special? Why are we finding out about it now? Well, it's been very popular in Russia. Very popular in some of the areas of China, Korea, and Europe. Very popular. But we're now just starting to find out more about it. I've heard about it for years. There's so many tonic herbs to try that I didn't really get around to it, to be honest. But now that I'm into it, now that I see the miracles of it, this is, as the ancients say, especially in Siberia, God's mushroom. Very remarkable. Incredible. I mean, if you have any type of disease, it definitely will help. I'm blown away. I've been taking a lot of it and just right off the bat started healing some of my conditions. I mean, as far as it putting me more into a detoxification state, but very smooth, not potent. You know, Reishi is considered potent by many. Astragalus is considered potent by many. Hoshiru is considered potent by many. This is very smooth. This has been used for more than 50,000 years. Like, seriously, it was even popular in certain aspects of Native American culture. I mean, one of the most highest antioxidant-rich foods in the history of the world, next to cacao and some other herbs, but it's very, very good. Tons of trace minerals, tons of them. Chromium, copper, magnesium, zinc, selenium, B2, D2. I mean, this stuff grows on birch trees. Popular in Russia. I mean, this is not hype. It can be a little pricey depending on how much you're going to take and how much you're going to consume and your goals, but it's very worth it. If you want a boost of energy, real chi energy, real defensive energy, next to Reishi mushroom, they're saying that it could just be better. It's considered the king of medicinal mushrooms. And in my opinion, it's looking like it could just be. I believe it could just be a tie right now where I am at by consuming it. But the more and more I consume, the more and more stronger I get, the more vitality I get amongst the other herbs. It's helping me to assimilate the other herbs on my regimen, on my health routine. I am blown away, and I know you will be too. I mean, this stuff is good for kids, women, men, you know, old, young, doesn't matter, in school, out of school, working hard. It's an immune modulator, good for when you go to sleep, good for when you wake up, great coffee replacement, great with going in smoothies, great for your elixirs, great for your formulas, recipes. I'm working on a whole bunch of different concoctions, a whole bunch of different formulas, spreading the word. Tell people, take it, enjoy it, use it. You can even use it topically. You can look it up. Information will be on my website coming soon. I will be spreading the word on this topic. tonic herb like there's nobody's business, like there's no tomorrow. Because this one is a breakthrough in health history. This is, and as far as our everyday culture in America and California and areas where it's not even known, this stuff needs to get out here. This stuff needs to be talked about way more. Check out David Wolf's videos on Shaga on YouTube. Check out his videos when he talks about Shaga with Ron Teagarden. Check out the videos, the text, the documents, the scripts, everything you can find on this one. This one is very important. If you have a sickly grandmother, sickly mother, sickly father, whoever you have in your family, tell them about this. Seek it out. Yeah, they may have heard about it. You know, very popular in Russia. You know, not talked about much in America. But now, this is definitely an athletic herb that help you overcome inflammation of all kinds. Small inflammation, big inflammation, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. It can definitely tackle that. It has huge polysaccharide content. I mean, huge content. I mean, we're talking loads of polysaccharides. Not like Noni juice. Noni juice is not an adaptogen where it's not an immune modulator. When you take it, you're like, whoa. That's a lot. That's a huge amount of detoxification. Well, I'm not ready for this. I don't have the time for that. This you can actually take and continue your daily regimen. Only when you take a high dosage, you can get a high wildcrafted dosage. And I'll show you the locations on my website. That's when it has more of a Shin effect. But as far as Taoist principles is concerned, as far as Jing, Qi, and Shen, and will, it definitely increases your willpower because it increases your radiance and your primal motor. But it definitely helps you with your Jing because it helps you from leaking Jing, because it helps your cells from being damaged. You know, very protective, beautiful, strong defensive energy building. But it definitely is more of a Qi tonic, but it doesn't have the Shen effect like Rishi Mushroom. Doesn't have the Shen effect like that unless you take a lot and get it wildcrafted and it's a high quality, probably even from Siberia. Because that's where it pretty much originated from. Because they flourished with birch trees. Look up birch in Russian folklore. Huge. This should go out to the millions and the billions of people. You take this, David Wolf says, you can very well live to 90 years old. Yeah, very well. I mean, you stating that there's viruses on the brain that we don't even know of. You take this stuff, you start to get clear-headed, focused, in tune, like there's nobody's business. Beautiful. Not hype at all. Take it, try it, even read up on it before you try it. You really, really would enjoy this. I mean, this stuff has... it's a beautiful sugar replacement where, because the polysaccharides is the short chain sugars that helps you from having those cravings, helps your appetite, helps overcome sleepiness, helps overcome lack of focus, helps overcome brain fog, helps overcome headaches, helps overcome back pain, you name it, it'll tackle it because it's immune modulated. If you're moving in one direction where you feel way stimulated and you have too much energy and it's hard for you to calm down, you can actually take this stuff and it actually brings you down because of the compounds in it that later you'll study and find out. Or it can bring you up if you need to be brought up because you just can't maintain and keep that energy. It can actually build that. This natural substance that grows in nature, that's handed down to us, is beautiful. Filled with radiance. It's been in the cultures for a long time. Actually, there was a study David Wolf talked about, which there was a man that they found that was one of the oldest, if not the oldest living individual that architects had found, had dug up. He had a piece of Shaga actually on, a piece of his equipment that didn't even fade out. It was still sustainable. It was still attached to him. What was attached to him was a piece of Shaga. I mean, you could use this. They use this stuff to light fires, for skin sores, for skin disorders, for skin cancer, for all kind of forms of cancer, chronic forms of cancer. I mean, the Russian research is there. David Wolf just recently came out with, in September 2012, a book on Shaga. I recommend everyone check that out. Very informative book. Buy copies for your loved ones. Buy copies for people you know. Can very much help with emotions and stress and excessive thoughts because it helps modulate you, calm you down, put you in tune, doesn't aggravate you, not a stimulant, brings you up, keeps you leveled. This is Armando Nevels with Life's Longevity. Please check out this tonic herb. I'm very excited, very pumped up, and I haven't made a podcast in a very long time. Now's the time. Thank you.